I want to start discussing the Indian that the Tesis here, which really starts in Afchafim in days, it's Nigeya, the Dinam of Vedisim Kibbutz, also Nigeya a little bit the Sugis going forward, which is that the Gemara had said that the Chumas Sedeshin every day is Kreis together, and on Yom Kippur, it's on Mechatzais. The night of Yom Kippur, the Chumas Sedeshin is Mechatzais, Mishum Chul Shu Dikayin Gadol. That's the Gersa we have. So Taisa says that it's mashma that the Kohen Gadol did the Chumas Sedeshin, and that's why he wanted to give him a chance to rest up before he started Avodah. He could do the Chumas Sedeshin earlier, he'll have a chance to rest. It won't be that hard for him to do so many Avodahs consecutively on Yom Kippur where he's fasting. Taisa says, Tupshatim, why no? Really the Kohen Gadol didn't do the Chumas Sedeshin. A regular Kohen did it. The Riva says that Yegaris Mishum Cholsha the Kayin, that we want the Kayin to do it early before he starts feeling the effect of the fast. If you wait till the morning, he might already be starting to get weak from the fast. You do it in Chatzais, it's easier on the Kayin that's doing it. And the Re, that's Garis Mishum Cholsha the Kayin Gadol, he says the Pshat is that it was different Avedis that had to be done after the Chumas Sedeshin, and until they were Masadar, everything perfectly took a little time. If you do the Chumas Sedeshin later, the Kohen Gadol won't find everything Mezumin. So Mamela, that would make more of a Chulsh of the Kohen Gadol. So actually, there's a big Machlaikis in the Rishainim. Who did the Chumas Sedeshin in Yom Kippur night? Like you see in the Taisis. The Taisis started off, Mashma that feel the Chumas Sedeshin of Eretz Laila Enik Sheira Elabai. And then brought the Riva and the Ri that held not that way. And other Rishainim also held like the Riva and the Ri. The Riva and the Ri holds that the regular kind of the Chumas Sedeshin. And since it was a Vedas Laila, it's not Bechal Vedas Yom Kippur. The Rambam also holds the way. The Rambam, in Ilchus V'Yisum, Perek Dal Lach Aleph, says it did a pious for Chumas Sedeshin on Yom Kippur to see who will do the Chumas Sedeshin. Wasn't the Kohen Gadol. The Rambam also, Melchames, in the beginning of the second Perek, also says that the Chumas Sedeshin was not done by the Kohen Gadol. They did a regular pious for it. But Taisus started saying that it is mashma that the Kohen Gadol did it, and the Taisus Yishanim blames that way. He says, Mikam mashusha Kohen Gadol eis Chumas Sedeshin, and that's how he blames. He brings various objections, and he fears eis, well, eiki pirish yiva shoyos lefayash v'kach eil l'rayis shoyos Chumas Sedeshin v'shar kahanim. Now, the Taishanim also nafyubezim abez, he brings it there from Rabbeinu Ochanan. Also, the Taisus Rosh discusses this on Avlamed. He also brings from Rabbeinu Ochanan, one of the Balitesh Rabbeinu Ochanan that held that the Kohen Gadol did the Chumas Sedeshin Yom Kippur. The Ridvan Nafi Beizu and Beis also discusses it, and he brings it from Rabbeinu Shimshai. So there was a machlekes among the Balitesis. Like we see, Taisis brings here the Ri and the Rivav that a regular Kohen did it, but Rabbeinu Ochanan and Rabbeinu Shimshin held the Kohen Gadol did it. Also, the Balamar, in the beginning of the second parak, held that the Kohen Gadol did the Chumas Sedeshin. Now, it's interesting because we say a Seder Avodah in Yom Kippur, and hopefully we'll speak about it in Hemshech of this Masechta, because a lot of times the Rishonim and the Paiskim discuss the Seder Avodah, or the Piyut of Yom Kippur. There was a number of different Piyutim that were written, and most of them did have a pious for Chumas Sedeshin. The Baal Amar then, in the beginning of the second parak, says that they made a mistake. They thought that the payasas were done in Yom Kippur because they brought here in Masechtas Yuma, but they weren't, because in Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol did all the Avodah. But the Rabban says, you can't say that. You can't say that the Seder Avodah HaBavli Shebimei Rabbi Seinu, which maybe even means the Chachmei HaTalmud, I'm not sure, and Reb Lazar HaKalir, who wrote payasas in his Piyut, and the Gainim Chachmei Shivis Rabban Yisrael HaAchreinim, they all had the payasas in their Seder Avodah. You can't say it's a mistake. So that's really one raya a little bit, the Kohen Gadol didn't do it. The Piyutim, but the Shabbal Amar says that we can argue on them. The Teis Yishanim, we didn't want to argue. The Teis Yishanim says that could be they were just writing over the Mishnayis. They'll be Mishad and appeared based on the Seder of the Mishnayis of Yuma, and they wrote over the Payaseis, not that they were done on Yom Kippur, but they wrote it over because the Mishnayis brings the Payaseis. There's also a shtickle shah, the Rishonim speak about it. Why did the Mishnayis and Yuma bring the payasas if they weren't done in Yom Kippur? which we'll speak Be'ez Hashem. But why we have in the second perek, it always talks about the piyasas, they weren't done in Kippur, why they brought? But the Rishayim say the Taisa Shanim, and the Ridvan Nafya Be'ezim and Be'ez. Not so shver, because since in our Mishnah here we discussed when they do Chumah Sedeshet, because we really wanted to tell you when they did Chumah Sedeshet in Kippur, but we mentioned B'chol Yayim there was Chumah Sedeshet and B'kriya Segever. So Mamela, we also discussed the Dine Chumah Sedeshet B'chol Yayim, which was done Ali Dei Payas, and that's where we got into the Dawud Payasas, till we got to the third parak, which we're back now to the Avodah Shem Kippur. Anyway, you see the Mishnah digressed into the regular Seder Ayayim. Avakoponim, that's what Yishayim held was a deichik, that if there were no payasis, if there were payasis on Yom Kippur, so good, so you mentioned the payasis, even though, now, if you mentioned the payasis, good, and we get involved with it. But if there were no payasis on Yom Kippur, why would he mention it altogether? But that's what Yishayim answered, because since we talked about Chumah Sedeshet, so he mentioned the payas also. So you have this machlekes Yishayim. Now, the big raya that the Kohen Gadol did not do the Chumah Sedeshet, is what Taisus brings, that what happened to the tefillah and the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim for the Chumah Sedeshet. The Gemara talks about the five tefillahs and the 10 kiddush yadayim v'raglayim the Kohen Gadol did for Avodah Shem Kippur. The Mishnah enumerates them all. When he gets up in the morning, he's tevil, he's mekadesh yadayim v'raglayim, he puts on the big dezav, he does the tamid and all the avodah karach with avodah satamid. Then he takes off, does kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, takes off the clothing, his tevil, kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, puts on the big dezavan, and does the Aveda Lefnai Lefnim, then again the Big Day Zav to do other, the Aveda Vaktara V'chuli, and then the Big Day Lavan to take out the Kaf and the Machna, and then the Big Day Zav to finish off the Talmud Shel Ben Arbayim V'chuli. We'll see, the Hemshech L'Masechta. The question is, why wouldn't it be another Tvilam and Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim for the Chumah Sedeshet? That's one way the Rishayim asked the Kasha. And the other way the Rishayim asked the Kasha is, that if Itaka did a tefillah in the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim for the Chumah Sedeshet, why wouldn't that work for the day's tefillah? In other words, the Mishnah's mavur that he did the tefillah before he did the Shechita Satamit. That's what the Mishnah says. Paris of San Shilbutz Beina Levena Am. He goes to the base. Apparently, he goes in his tevil. He takes off his big day chayil and he puts on the big day kiddush. Why wouldn't the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim for the Chumah Sedeshet be good enough for that? So the basic teretz to probably both these kashas is that since that really the Kohen Gadol had to do it, but it's an avodas laila. Since it's an avodas laila, so they didn't consider it. We're dealing with the five tefillahs and the five kiddush and the 10 kiddush ayim that was done by avodas yayim, the Chumah Sedeshet and avodas laila. So we're not going to discuss it. So that would answer the kasha why we didn't mention it, and the Ramban is mashma to be tzant. The Ramban is in the Melchamis in the beginning of the second perek. He sounds like he also thought that that might be an answer. The Rishayim suggested that as an answer why the Kiddush Yadayim wouldn't work, because it's not for the Avodah Shem Kippurim, it's for the Avodah Laila, and Memela it wouldn't work for the Shkita Satamit. But his question is, this is the Lashon Ramban. So you have another tefillin kedushin because of the Chumah Sedeshet. The ay kishabal likris is a tamim. When he comes to shechem tamim, lamu taivu mekadesh or ikvetavul Chumah Sedeshet al siddim aracha. The im taimar kaven the gemiri hay tefillin svi kedushin b'yayim v'loy v'layla. That's the Lashon in the Ramban. If you're going to tell me the reason why we're not counting it, and the reason why he has to do another tefillah in the Kiddush is because that's the Avodah Laila, and we're dealing with the five tefillahs and 10 Kiddushim of Avodah Yayim, oh, so then you yourself are saying that you don't need Kohen Gadol. Nechai, you can understand the Ramban good, alpi the Yisayid that the Brisker Rav said, and Avodah Shem Kippurim, he goes with the Yisayid, we'll try to get to it, that the two dinim of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, there's a din Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of Kol Hashana Kula, and there's a naya din Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of the Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippurim, the Chalukei dinim between them. It's not the same din. It's a regular din Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, everyone does Avodah, and he's Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, and there's a naya din Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim for Avodah Shem Kippurim. So that's the Chayyid Pshan in the Ramban's Kasha. If Chumah Sedeshet is part of Avodah Yom Kippurim, so then it should need a Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim? And then also, the Kiddush Yedayim V'Glayim that you did for Chumash Deshen should work for that Avodah Siyayim. It's a Kiddush Yedayim V'Glayim for Avodah Siyayim V'Kippurim. Elamai, you tell them, you know, it's Avodah Siyayim. So Mela, I'm not counting it. And Mela, it won't work for that Avodah Siyayim because it's not a Kiddush Yedayim V'Glayim, it's not a Yom Kippur Dik a Kiddush Yedayim V'Glayim. Oh, so you're telling me that the Avodah Siyayim doesn't have a din of Avodah Siyayim Kippur. Oh, once you tell me that the Avodah Siyayim doesn't have a din of Avodah Siyayim Kippur, that's a pshat in the Rabban's kasha. You're going to answer that we're not counting the tefillah and the Kiddush Yedayim V'Glayim for Chumash Deshen because it's Avodas Laila. What do you mean by that? You mean to say that Avodas Laila is not Avodas Yom Kippurim? If it's not Avodas Yom Kippurim, that's the Rabban's pshat. But because it's a machlokes, the Rabban, the Rambam, the Ri, the Rivam, they all pass from that. You don't need a Kohen Gadol, but you have other Balei Tesis, Rabbeinu Elchanan, Rabbeinu Shimshon, you have the Baal Amar, the Ritva brings it, they all pass from that you do need a Kohen Gadol. And now let's see the Gemara here on Daf Chaf Aleph and Aleph. The Sikya starts with the Maimra of Rav Yehuda Amarav, V'shar Shisol El Meregel, Einden Svufim, U'mishnachim V'mervachim, V'nimshachim Echetz Esri Amar Echari Beisek Epeiris, that they stretch all the way to the 11 Amos in back of the Beis HaMikdash, way, way down on the other side of the Azariah, and the Gemara explains what it means, that even when the Imdim, they get pushed into the Imdim Tzufim, they get pushed into the Yun Alef Amos, Acharya Beis HaKaparis, but still when they're Mishtachavetz, Mishtachav Revachav, and Rashi says that all are on the Mizrach of the Mizbeach. That's an ace, and the Gemara brings it. That was one of the 10 Nisim that was there by Beis HaMikdash, like the Mishnah enumerates in Pirkei Avos. Now, the Lashon of Rav Yehuda Amar is B'shar Sheshol Oilin L'Regel. Oilin L'Regel is not Yom Kippur. Oilin L'Regel sounds like Aliyah L'Regel by the Gemara Regalim. As I said, we're used to thinking of this nace, and some of Farshim and Pirkei Avos do bring it down that way, that it was on Yom Kippur, specifically Yom Kippur, the Oilin Suf from the whole time. But when the Kayin Gadol says the Vidoy, Ana Hashem, and the kind of Am Oimdim Ba'azarek, Shishayim Hashem HaMafurish, or Karin HaMishnachim HaMaydim, so that was Revachim. But Rashi says it was Eile Regal. And Eile Regal is a Din Hashnachim HaMah by Eile Regal. Whoever comes in the Azar is Mishnachim HaMah. Saying the Davening, right? Then Nachakayil Malas, the Reis Mishnachim HaMah is Lufanecha. The Din Hashnachim HaMah, but Eile Regal. Now Rashi says the reason why they had the nes is shliish mish vidui shel chaveray. It's a little bit shver. If it's Mayim Kippur, it's understandable. Maybe they did a vidui by Nishnachavam. The Kohen Gadol was doing a vidui, so they did a private vidui. But by Ali LeRegel, what was the inyan in a vidui? See Rashi that says that they were dal and amos. Rashi is not v'makom esrach v'sheish b'neim dal and amos shliish mish vidui shel chaveray v'shloi kolim. Rashi is a Makarsh in the Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash Rabbah, it's a Medrash in Bereshis, Parashay Zayin, it's a Vayikra Rabbah, Parashayos Tes, and Avastar Abnasin, also in Periklam Menei, it's discussed. But there it says, Tfilase Shal Chaveire. It doesn't say Vidu Shal Chaveire. Maybe Rashi said Vidu because Stam the Tfilah, what's the difference if one would hear the Tfilah of the other one? But they're afraid it might be a private Tfilah, Vidu. Maybe they were misvanda by Ali the Regal or something. When you bring a carbon, you're misvanda by the smicha. Not 100% sure. Rashi Mesechlis Avos is mefurish that the nace was Berugolam by Bishai Yemais Hashan. And that was the Lashon of the Rashi. And there he brought down the Lashon of the Medrash Lishmanam Tfilas Chaveire. It was interesting that Tashbats, both in the Sefer Magen Avos that he has in Pirkei Avos and in Simon Chela Gimel Simon Lamed Zayin, very interesting tshuva he has in Chela Gimel Samad Zayin. There was a chacham that he's writing to that wanted to explain what he held the reason for all the Nasar and Nisim was. They all, because the Pasuk says something and he had to Mekayim the Pasuk, Neshmat Mamish didn't like it and he argues in him very, very stark. So whole tshuva about it. So he was writing that the reason is because it says Yavik Yeroa Kol Schurchas Penei, they all have to be there, so Hashem has to make sure they're all able to be there. And the Tishbats argues on that, and the Tishbats says that they didn't need the Berugolim, because by Berugolim they could have taken turns. They could have taken turns. They have 7 days to accommodate the whole Klal Yisrael, and they can come in for a couple of minutes and do their Hishtachava, bring their carbon, and time for the next one. They needed on Yom Kippur because they're all together there, even though Yom Kippur really didn't have the whole Klal Yisrael there. They weren't mechuyev to be there. But that's what he says. I don't understand how that stems with the Lashon B'Shar Sha'ol Yisrael L'Regel. I sort of see Yitzchak brings down, he brings it to Shvatz, and he brings the, from the Pirush to Shvatz and others to be, to explain it. But it's a Deichik. They didn't understand it fully. See, Rashi also is mashmana between the people with Dal and Amis. It's very interesting. They were Mishtachav it. And there was Dal and Amis between each person. As I write, they were Oimdin Suvim. When they were Oimdin, there was absolutely no space for anybody. Here they were Mishtachav it, and there was Dal and Amis for each person. Other Mefarshim, the Mashoy is mashed away, and the Mefarshim Bechiyav is mashed, but the Dal and Amis was for the Shtachavah. A person needs Dal and Amis to be Mishtachavah. I get the Ben Yehuda says, Rashi, that's not called Revachim. If all he had is Dal and Amis to be Mishtachavah, she should have said, I'm the Tzufin of Mishtachavim. That's not Revachim. Revachim means that the Shtachavah also was Berevach, there was a lot on his face, that the Dal and Amis was between the Shtachavah. Al-Kabana, but that's a Shmuz Abyssal. That Rashi and Pergavis is Mefurish is by Regalim, as Elachayim Mefurish in Agamara, but not everyone learns it. Some learn Tashmats Mefurish says that wasn't by Regalim, was by Yom Kippur. Now the Etzim Ingen of Asar Nisim and Asu Vesa Mikdash, the Shalas, what was the purpose of these Nisim and that? The Chasid Yaivit says very interesting is the Pirish on Pirkei Avis from Akadmain that a lot of Mefurish bring is called the Chasid Yaivit, Rabbi Yosef Yaivit from the Grushay Svarad. But he wrote that the Yisayda Davar is that Teva that we have today is a Teva of after the Chet of Adam Rishon. And the Kilkulim in the Bria because of the Chet of Adam Rishon. That's why things spoil. Mechtesa things should spoil. That's why Yisha can be Mapel. The Chuli. That's why they could be Keri. All these things are in Yonim that have come from the Kilkulim of the Bria. The Teva of the Beis HaMikdash at least had some of the Tikkun HaOlam that was there, Mishas Tetzim Bria, where Elokim Asa Adam Yashar, Vehem Bikshu Chishvayin is Ravim. That's the Teva, when there is a Shechina, when the Shechina is B'tachtayinim, B'emesin, the world was made, the Shechina should be B'tachtayinim. It's the Chatoim that will Megarish the Shechina. The Beis HaMikdash is the Makam of Ashoas the Shechina, Makam of Shechina B'tachtayinim. Samael, he didn't have the Kekulei Abriya. Now, it wasn't really so necessary, all these nisim, they weren't like mukhrich, but fakarit. That's the teva of the Beis HaMikdash. He also says a very interesting thing, which is much quoted, but he was the source for it, Chassid Yaivitz. From there came to the Medrash Shmuel, which also like Al Gepir Shanavis, but he quotes life from the Chassid Yaivitz, and the Tesis Yantiv quotes it from the Medrash Shmuel, who quoted it from the Chassid Yaivitz. But this is the Vart, he wanted to know what's the big nes of Eir Keri L'Kayin Gadol. What's the big nace? They really worked very hard on it. 7 days is precious for Tara. For 7 days, and then they didn't let him sleep, they didn't let him eat, and they didn't let him sleep. And they're keeping him up all night, and the Perchei Kuna, Makanol Betzitzrodah, and they're being Derish, and Derish and Lefanev, and the whole thing. How could he possibly see Keri? What's the nace? So he says like this, he says, the Eitz HaTayv and the Eitz HaHara fight with each other like two enemies. And when you have two enemies and one of them is about to lose, he gets really, 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 really strong. He says, just like you see a flame, when it's about to go out, it gives a flicker, it makes a strength. He says, even people, when they're about to die, all of a sudden, they couldn't talk for weeks, and all of a sudden, they're talking like a normal person, you know, because they're about to die. Because that's the teva. When there's conflict, and one side's about to lose, he gets really, really strong. And that's the side. Yom Kippur with that way, this Yom Kippur, it's a tremendous nitzachon keneged the Yetzer, keneged the Keiches Hara, and the Mela, they'll fight with all their might, and the carry is what tactic they'll use that the Kohen Gadol should have carry. Even with all the preparation, that he should never have carry Yom Kippurim as an ace. As I zok the Chassid Yaivitz, and the Medrash Shmuel brings it, and from there the Tosfos Yom Tov. Now, we find there are a couple of kashas also. One kasha is why were they masakin a kayin acher? Rashi and Pirkei Avos asked this question, why are they masakin a kayin acher? And second of all, we do find the Gemara in Afi Bezim, and Bezim already brought that Yosef ben Elim was Nifsal and someone else came after him. So you see that there was Keri B'yom Kippurim. And Rashi and Pirkei Avos would ask, the kasha that Teis Shanim and Dvo also ask it. And they say, no, these cases that we find, Yosef ben Elim, the other cases with Kimchis, she was very tzniyistic, and seven children were kind of gedolim. And it says also that the Kohen Gadol, one of the children became Nifsal, another child took over. So basically, Keri is the problem. carries Megunin, Mechuri, Chesi, Megufay, that's why, that's when they made sure that didn't happen on Yom Kippur. But other psulim could happen, like the case in the Gemara later that he was talking to a guy and the guy's spit went on him. There was such a thing. So that the day Masak and Kain Acher, Rashi and Pirkei Avos says it's only because of other tumas. Rashi and that Bezim and Aleph says because of Keri. So Shtikl Shrei is being say so when he said on in Pirkei Avos. Shabani Yenis says that even because of Keri you could do it because you're not same Mechananes. Maybe on the other tumas you didn't have to Masak and the Kain Acher Taktav. You really could be Nizif from other tumas. Keri is something which can happen by Inis. So you can't be completely Nizif from Keri. But why don't you say Mechan the Neis? The Tais is you're not saying Mechan the Neis. Yishalmi says there's got to be another Shiloh. Why were we so makbid on the Kayin Gadol that he shouldn't sleep, he shouldn't eat so much? So Yishalmi himself has the Kasha. In the Talmud, Yishalmi, on the Mishnah, Samach Levim Nichon Eisel Lechel, Yishalmi has the following Kasha. Vloimin Anisim Shein Asim Vesem Mikdashain. Wasn't there a Neis that he wouldn't be well carried? Why do we have to make sure he doesn't sleep? So the Gemara says two terutzim. One is Amrav of Rav and Al Shem Leisinasu, and Rabbeinu Yain and Pirkei Avos is explaining that it means Al Leisinasu means you can't be Sleim Mechan a Neis, even if you know a Neis is going to happen. Malacha doesn't work with Nisim. You have to go and and be Mishnadul. You shouldn't have Keri. And Rabbeinu Yain says that's also the reason why they're Masak in the Kayin Achatachtov. And that the Gemara says Amrav Beisi Barabun Kam Berishin Kam Besheni. Now the Neis is only by Bayis Rishin. By Bayis Sheni didn't have the Neis. Tashmatz is Marachim about that also, but the first Teretz Vaisel's held it was with Bayis Sheni, because in the shell that he said held that by Bayis Sheni, the Kahanim and Gedolim, they weren't, they were Rishonim, so they wouldn't have such an ace. But the Tashmatz says, no, they weren't Rishonim, but they're Chlal, they were Tzaddikim, even though they came the Alpi Mammon, they still were Tzaddikim. Very interesting tshuva. Few Moharis on this. First, one of the Nisim was that there wasn't a Psul Ba'imer, Ubishtei alechem, ubalechem aponim. So, Rashi explains specifically the Omer and the shtei alechem, the lechem aponim. If there would be a psul, they wouldn't be able to bring another one. Because they have to cut it, me'erev yantif, and they have to sift it, but you'd gimel nafe, it's very hard. And me'mela, they wouldn't be able to bring another one. They marba liksa lekfiya shir shalisar, and they only were kaitse kefi what they needed. Same thing with shtei alechem on Shavuos. If it would become nifsal, they wouldn't be able to bring another one because ein afiyas shtei alechem deich haShabbos. And the same thing lechem aponim, that afiyas lechem aponim is not deich haShabbos. So in case the lechem aponim become possible, they wouldn't be able to bring another one. So the Tashmatz, this is another tshuva. It's continuing the correspondence. That was Laman Zayin. This one is Simon Kuf Laman Hay. That he asks that that's all. Well, first the Tais is Shanim and the Ridva asks that the Gemara in Daf Zayin talks about what happens if the Ayim is possible. You bring another Ayim Tachtel. We had that earlier. It says, but Rashi is saying it's not Shaykh. So, Taiz Hashanim says it could be Shaykh. If they would have more barley from last night's cutting, they could bring another one. It's just normally they didn't. That's why they needed this Nes. But the Tashmat's Kasha is that's also if the old Nixa B'yayim is possible, which Taisus holds that way, and Kinnir Rashi seems to pass in that way also, but the Rambam passes Nixa B'yayim is Kasher, so then why did you need this vase? So the Tashmat's in the Sefer Magen Avos says that the stam is a gnai for the carbon tzibur, but that should become possible, not because you couldn't replace it. But the Seach Yitzchak says, and he brings it from the Meiri, it could be, even if you could cut it by day, but you have to find where the field is, and you have to go get it, and that, and there would be too little time if this woman came possible to do it. Certainly you couldn't do it before Chatzais. Normally there's a Chazakah that by Chatzais they did it. So that's why they needed the Nes. Now one more Arab, one of the Nisim was, which wasn't in the Mishnah, that the Mura, the Shivrei Kli Charis, with the Vlam Kaiman, the Mura, the Nais, and the Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi was Nivl Bim Kaiman. It just got absorbed in the ground, the Derech Nes. So in Taisis, you see, there's a Machlekes Rav Pyrus and Rabbeinu Tam. Did that happen to the Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi? Rashi also earlier says, the Dishim Mizbeach HaChitza in the Chumas Sadeshim was Nivl Bim Kaiman. Rashi said in Nafchafim and Aleph, that it was Nivl Bim Kaiman. And Rabbeinu Pyrus says it here. Rabbeinu Tam says, what does it say the Chumas Sadeshim from the Mizbeach HaChitza was Nivl Bim Kaiman? And again, he brings a raya because it says with some that you still have a din meilin is geniza shelo yefazer if it's livum kaima. So what's it, what does it need? Why does it need geniza? Why is it shelo yefazer? So Taisa says the cross not saymech on the nes, and Taisa says no sinafkimin if you dug it up. So it's a machlokes. Was the chumas edeshin on his becha chitzin livum kaima? You know. Did they have to bring it afterwards to the Beis Hadeshin? Maybe when it got a lot, they would bring it afterwards to the Beis Hadeshin. You look in Taisa Zvachim Daf Samach Talid, it's Mavur, that there's really two machlokes in. One is Rebbeinu Pyrrhus holds when Metzias the Nes happened, there was Livlum Kaim, Rebbeinu Tam holds, no, it only says the Nes in regard to the Dishim Mizbech HaPnimi and the Dishim Menorah. And the Mur and the Neitzah, it doesn't say in regard to the Chumas Hadeshin and the Zbeach HaChitzin. That's one machlekes. But there's another machlekes, because Taisus asks the Kasha, why, Taisus and Zvachim asks the Kasha, how come there's Me'ila by the Deshin and Zbeach HaChitzin and not by the Deshin and Zbeach HaPnimi? They're both Nivim Kaimai. So Taisus says, it's the Xeris HaKasav. If it's some Eitzel Mizbeach, the Xeris HaKasav is that there's still a Din Me'ila. That's the first answer, Taisus. Then Tai says, but Benetam holds that the Chumas Sedeshin of the Chitzin is not Nivlubim Kaimai. So it sounds like that would be an answer to the question. If it's Nivlubim Kaimai, so then it's Nasa Mitzvah. So it's the end of the Aveda of the Deshin. So the Deshin of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Deshin of the Ktairis, and the Deshin of the Menorah, that's it. It's Nivlubim Kaimai, it's gone. There's no Dimila. Mashenk in the Deshin of Mizbeach HaChitzin. Why is there, right? Why is there Mila? It's also Nivlubim Kaimai. Tai says, there's the Kasav. But Benetam says, no. The reason it's that there was no Nivum Kaima then. So why tak is the Ni'ila? Because there's a Chiv to bring it out. So that's Gufa Machlaikis. Rebbeinu Pyrrhus holds there's no Chiv to bring it out. It's Nivum Kaima. Rebbeinu Tam holds it's still a mitzvah to do with the Deshin to bring it outside. That's a Machlaikis in Halacha. And so there's a Sefer there, Daf Samach Dalet and Zvachim, called Sholem Rav, that brings down the Shtickle from the Taisus Kedusha. What was the Taisus Ni'ila that Yin Alpha Mebeis? Is Mavur that way. That's good for the Machlaikis. According to the main time, it's a mitzvah to go bring the Deshen from the Makam of the Chumas Hadeshen Eitz Mizbech to Chutz Shalosh Machanis. According to the Beinu Pyrrhus, there's no such mitzvah because it's Nivlum Kaimai.